Hi everyone, welcome to episode 27 of Chicks Flicks and No Chill. I'm that girl Tammy and I'm back with another solo episode. It's been a bit mad actually, right? At the moment, it is a bit mad. It hasn't been mad, it is still a bit mad. Hence the inconsistency. It is not on purpose. And I feel bad, honestly. Every week that I don't record, I'm like, oh gosh, I need to record. But it's been so mad. So much has been going on. Like, this year, I'm ready for this year to be done. I'm ready to cancel this year. I'm over it. I've been over it since, like, June, to be honest. No, I was over it when I had to fly 24 hours from Australia. Honestly, if I was from Australia, I don't think I'd ever go, you know? Because that 24 hours is painful. We went for my brother's wedding because his wife is from Australia. So going was okay. So we flew from London to Singapore, spent about four or five days in Singapore, and then Singapore to Brisbane, which is okay. That's only 8 hours. It's fine. Easy. We got that done. But coming back, I actually wanted to spend some time in Abu Dhabi just to break it up. But because of time, people had to go back to work and do all this and do all that. So literally our return flight was Brisbane to Singapore, like 4 hour wait in Singapore, so really didn't do anything. Singapore to Abu Dhabi, which was like a 2 hour wait. Abu Dhabi to London in one go. No rest, no getting out of the airport, no going to a hotel room and sleep. In one go. But you know what, I was so, when I got back to London, I was just like, I'm done. Thank God I'm back. It wasn't as painful as I thought it was going to be, to be fair. But it was not an easy trip because flying with a toddler is never easy. At all. Same thing happened. You know what? Actually, when I went to Zimbabwe in June and had to fly back by myself, well, me and my son, I was like, this is the last time I am ever flying with this boy by myself. It was the hardest trip ever. It's so hard to try and keep a two-year-old in their seat for 12 hours. It's a myth. It's not gonna happen. So the first leg was fine from Zimbabwe to Dubai, I think. It was with Emirates. So I think it was to Dubai. Or was it to Abu Dhabi? I don't remember. The first leg was fine because it was a nighttime flight, so he slept through that. Second leg was daytime, so he was awake throughout the whole flight. During takeoff and landing, my boy did not want to sit down. He wanted to jump up and down, walk around, do all of this. And I'm like, this is the time you actually need to sit. What happens? We have a tantrum because he doesn't want to do that. He wants to walk around and see everything. There was this couple that was sitting behind us. You know what? I thank God for this man because he kept my son entertained. Like, it was only for like 30 minutes. But I'm so grateful for that 30 minutes. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. The irony of it is when we got on the flight, there was a woman who also had her son and he was throwing a tantrum. And she kept saying to him, look at that boy, look at him. He's behaving himself. See, he's not making noise. Try and be like him. And I'm sitting there thinking, girl, don't do that. Don't compare my son because he's about to show you who he really is. And he did. When we were getting off, I said to the girl, see why I told you not to compare them? Oh, anyway, we've come to the end of the year. I'm so glad this year is over. It's been such a tough year. It's been a year where I don't know how I managed to keep it together, how I have not had a nervous breakdown. I think if I didn't have my son, I would have had a nervous breakdown. Because he's literally, I don't want to ruin him, so to speak. I don't want to be like, oh, I don't know. I couldn't go into a deep, dark hole. Because I don't want him to be exposed to that in case it affects him negatively. So I have this thing where I'm just like, okay, I have to keep it together. So even though like we had two deaths in our family, and that was really hard, and he did see me cry, I could not go down that hole, if that makes sense. I could not spend too much time being upset. Or I could only be upset when he was leaving. Sometimes I couldn't help it. Sometimes he just had to see me cry. He just did. It's just what it is. Like, I'm grieving. What do you want me to do? You know? But anyway, it's better now a little bit. But it is what it is. So yeah, I'm just rambling on. This is like my therapy session. Oh my gosh, look at me just going on and on. You people tuned in to hear about me talk about TV and film, and look at me just talking about my life and my son and other nonsense you guys don't really give a shit about. But here we go. It is what it is. I don't have V. I don't have you to check me and say, go back to the subject. So I'm just running amok. So yeah, it's been tough. Yeah, I tried to watch a Christmas movie because I'm trying to get into the Christmas spirit. I've never ever had the Christmas spirit. In fact, I should watch The Grinch, because I have never been into the Christmas spirit. I don't really care about Christmas. It's whatever to me. We don't even put a Christmas tree up. That's how much I don't care about Christmas. So I was actually surprised that my son knows about Santa Claus. I think they're teaching him that in nursery, because we don't talk about Father Christmas. He is not bringing no presents in my house. I work very hard. So any presents my son gets, it's from me and his dad and whoever else buys him a present. Nothing is from Santa. He doesn't exist. And yes, he is going to know that Santa doesn't exist. So I tried to watch the Christmas movie. It was called Christmas Rush. Let's Rush. He is Rush. I don't know. It was a black Christmas movie. Literally, I watched like 30 minutes and I was like, this is crap. It's from the guy, you know, the guy that was in Think Like a Man, the bald one, the one that was Megan Good's love interest. Ramon. His name Ramon. I'm making it up. Anyway, him, the bald guy that was making, he was also in Mad Dogs, which was so good. Mad Dogs was on Prime, but they only gave it one season and it was never renewed. But it was so good. But anyway, that bald guy is in there. Very funny guy. But the acting is terrible. The storyline is even worse. So basically this guy, he's a radio DJ and he gets fired. He gets fired because the radio decides to hire a... How do I put it? I don't know how to put it. They decide to hire a white woman, white and blonde, because she's younger, she will attract younger crowd and maybe the audience that they're looking for. And he's more hip-hop, playing hip-hop on the radio station, and they don't really want that. They want more Mariah Carey, All I Want Is For Christmas, instead of Ryan DMC's Christmas song. So they fire him, basically. And he's got four kids, a son who's going to Harvard, a girl who's like a teenager, and two twin girls. So they're used to the high life, and they want all these things for Christmas and blah, 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 blah. And then he gets fired. So now that's why I stopped watching. I have no idea what happens after that. I could not watch it. If you guys watch this movie, it's on Netflix. Let me know how it finishes. Is it worth me continuing? Because the acting is terrible. I don't even care to think, oh, this is predictable. It's going to end like this. I don't care. The acting is just really bad. I love a predictive movie. I love knowing, okay, I know how it's going to end, but I'm going to watch it anyway. But this one, so painful. Oh my God, so painful. I could not watch it. And I'm not going to subject myself to it. That is that. Not doing it. So I switched over. I saw Tiffany Haddish has a stand-up on Netflix. So I'm like, okay, Black Mitzvah, let's get it. Let's do it. Let's watch it. I don't really find Tiffany Haddish funny. But I thought, you know what? Let me give her a try. I find she's like a female Kevin Hart to me. As in, they overact. And I hate people that overact. I don't find overacting funny. This is why I don't find Tracy Morgan funny. This is why I don't find Kevin Hart funny. I don't like people that overact. Tell me a joke. don't do stupid clown shit. I don't like that. I don't find it funny. Even in Girls Trip, I did not find her funny. She was extra. She was not the she was supposed to be the funny character in Girls Trip, but I didn't find her funny. So anyway. I watched her anyway. And you know what? The stand-up is okay. It is okay. It is not, oh my god, I can't breathe from laughing funny, but it is definitely it's a bit more than lol. I'll say laughing my ass off funny. It's a bit more like, you know, it's funny. It's funny. Like, I would say watch it. Do I remember any of the jokes? No. Do I ever remember any jokes? Good ones. Yes, I do. But no, I don't remember any of the jokes. I know like the story behind the jokes, but I don't know the punchline. You have to watch it. It's not a waste of time. Trust me. If you watch it and you enjoy it and you will laugh, but it's okay. So after that one, because it was only for like an hour, this is when I said, you know what? I'm going to go home and I'm going to fall asleep while watching this stand up because I really wanted to sleep, but sleep did not want me. So here I was on the sofa, 12 midnight, wanting to sleep. No sleep is coming. So I was like, fine. What else is there? So I find this another Netflix movie called Don John. So it's basically, you know, the guy that played Robin in Batman and Robin, I don't know which one it is. There was one that he was Robin in, and also he played 50 Days of Summer. I think, no, that's not him. Oh my god, I'm getting them confused. That's not him. What was he in? I know he was definitely Robin. He was in something else. I forgot his name as well. But the movie is Don John. Donjon. He's kind of cute. I don't remember his name. Anyway, he actually wrote and produced or directed. Produced? I think he produced the show, the movie. So it's him. It's Scarlett Johansson. And this other woman, she's an older woman, she's got red hair, but I can't remember her name. Yeah, so it's the three of them, they're the main three main characters. Oh, do you know who else is in there? Rob Brown was in Antoine Fisher. Oh my god, I hope I'm not mixing my black people up, you know. I think it's Rob Brown. So the movie's old. But I didn't realize it was old. I thought it was a new movie. So I was like, okay, let's watch this. So it's actually from 2013. But anyway, so Rob Brown is in it. This other guy that I'm forgetting his name from Batman and Robin, he's in there. No Batman and Robin, from just Batman. He's in there as Robin. And Scarlett Johansson is in there. And this other woman with red hair, she's in it. So I'm like, okay, let's watch this. I read the synopsis. I'm like, okay. Let's give it a go. So basically this guy, John, I don't know where his problems come from actually. They didn't really delve deeper into that. But basically he has a porn addiction. He watches porn a lot. A lot. So he likes porn and he goes to confession every Sunday and confesses his sin about watching porn. And the priest tells him to do 10 Hail Marys and 10 whatever, right? And throughout his addiction to porn, he also has a lot of sex. So he has a lot of one-night stands. But immediately after having sex, he goes and watches porn. Has a wank, goes to sleep. I don't get that. What's the point then? As in, what was the point of either having the sex if you're just going to have to watch porn afterwards? Or what's the point of you watching porn if you've just had sex? So he was saying, girls, no more, like, having sex with someone does not satisfy him the way that porn satisfies him. He basically loses himself, that's what he says, when he watches porn. So this is the problem. He had obviously had an unrealistic idea about porn and what sex is supposed to be. So when he came to having sex with these girls, he was not getting that. So because he was not getting that, he was never really satisfied and fulfilled. So he was saying that girls that he meets, they don't even want to give you head. They just want to have sex in missionary. He doesn't really enjoy giving head like that, but you know, he'll do it if she gives him head. He'll do it so that he gets head, kind of thing. But it's not really his thing. So my thing is, when I was watching it, yeah, I was thinking to myself, maybe I've truly gotten old, yeah, but I do not believe that you can get the kind of sexual satisfaction he was looking for from a one-night stand. Because they don't know what you want. You don't know what they want. So how are you guys satisfying each other? I get that you can have serious, like, sexual energy between two people and really like each other. But for me, how do you get comfortable for you to be like, this is what I like, without, I don't know. It's just, I just don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, people. Please, correct me if I'm wrong. Can you really have the best sex ever with a stranger? Like, you've literally just met that night and you have sex tomorrow and it is the best thing ever. Can you? How? And I'm not talking about you were talking before. I'm talking about you met that day and you met tonight in a bar. You danced a little bit and then you went back to their place. Can you really have the best sex ever? How does that happen? But then I've always said that strangers don't turn me on. I can't get turned on by someone that I don't know. I have to know you. I have to know your mind. And that's what turns me on. So if I don't know you, I can't get turned on. It's not going to happen. It's really not going to happen. So for me, it's just like, I feel like he was a bit like that, because obviously he wasn't really getting off the way that he wanted to get off, because he was just having one night stands. Anyway, so what happens is he meets this girl, Scarlett Johansson, and he falls in love with her, but he's still not being satisfied the way that he wants to be satisfied. She was this girl next door type person, but she was very controlling. She saw him and she said, I'm gonna make you my little project. You're gonna be who I want you to be. And he kind of went ahead with it for a little bit because, you know, he liked her or loved her, whatever. So he started going to school because he worked in a bar. He started going to school because she wanted him to get a better job. And then that's where he met this older lady in night school. So she actually catches him watching porn on his phone. That's how bad it was, because he couldn't watch porn anymore at home because Scarlett Johansson was there. Her name was Barbara. So Barbara was always in the house, so he couldn't watch porn. So what he did, he started watching porn in his car while he was driving, started watching porn on his way to church, watching porn in school, and then this older woman catches him, right? And then she's like, well, you just watching porn. And then she tried to say to him, you know, it's not real. Like, they're just pretending. But he doesn't get that. He's just like, what do you mean it's not real? Of course it's real. Of course it's real. You're seeing the girls have sex. You're seeing all of this happen. But it's not real because they don't... What sort of... they're acting. That is what it is. They're acting. All those noises, all the enthusiasm, it's all acting. It's all fake. Yeah, maybe they might enjoy it. But if you've been having sex with someone... if you've been having sex, like... how many times do porn stars have sex in a day, actually, if they're filming? Okay. I'll hold my statement because I don't know the answer to that. But basically, if you're having sex with someone and you probably don't even like them, you're just acting with them because it's a job, you're not going to enjoy it like that. Oh, I heard this story, right? From this porn star years ago. I don't remember which porn star it is. But basically, she said there was this guy she did not like very much. I think he was probably a bit abusive on set, or he wasn't really being respectful to her on set. So they had a scene where they were having a threesome. Her, one guy, and another guy. So she said what she did, she was giving this other guy head, right? And I think the other guy was kind of doing her at the back, right? So the guy she was giving head, he comes, and the guy who's fucking in the back, the one that she doesn't like, she turns around and then she kisses him and puts all that cum in his mouth. I don't know if he knows. But he definitely knew when that story came out. I was just thinking, that is so horrible. Oh my gosh. And let's tell the guy. Give him a heads up. This is part of the scene. Anyway. So the woman tells him this is just acting. Like, it's not real. You know, all these cum shots that you like, all this whatever crap he was watching. She's just like, you know, it's not real. And he's like, of course it's real, whatever. So he's trying to stop, but he can't stop. And in the end, Scarlett Johansson finds out that he's still watching porn, and she breaks up with him. Well, he doesn't realize that you can view your history in the history tab on the computer. So she goes through his history, sees that he's been watching porn every day, and she breaks up with him. And he's very depressed about it. So what does he do? Watches more porn. Yes. Yes. It's like an ever-ending cycle. And he gets close to this woman in night school, and they have sex, and then she kind of starts talking to him about the porn. She was like, why do you watch it? What do you get from it? Blah, blah, blah. And then that's when he told her, I lose myself when I watch porn. You know, I get what I want from it. But when I have sex with girls, I don't. But that's because he was basically using girls to masturbate. That's basically what he was doing. He didn't say that, but basically that's what he was doing. He was just having sex with these girls just to masturbate, or just to, I think, maybe it was even more like just a notch on his belt, because he didn't really, I don't think he cared that much. It was just for his boys, because his boys were always there when he was drawing these girls. So I don't even think maybe he even cared about drawing girls, about having sex with them. I think he was just happy going home to bash. So anyway, this older woman kind of opens his mind up to different things and sex, and saying, you know what, this is something that you can enjoy, that another person can enjoy if you're a bit more understanding, a bit more sensual. So he tries to stop watching porn, and he succeeds. He actually stops watching porn. And then he carries on this sexual relationship with this older woman, and he stops watching porn. I think that's actually how he fights his addiction. But what this film didn't go into is, okay, yes, this woman kind of opened his mind to things, but how did she actually help him? Because we know that he stopped watching porn because of her. Was it because there was no pressure? It was very laid back. But then there was no pressure with the one-night stand. So what difference does that make? So they became really good friends. Friends with benefits, I guess, with no pressure. She wasn't really looking for anything. Her husband and her son had just died in a car accident, so she was grieving. So I guess that was a good escape for her, and she was able to please him in a way that he could get lost, you know, in her. It was a good movie, but I'll give it a 2 out of 5. Yes, it was a good movie, I'll give it a 2 out of 5. That makes no sense at all, but yes, it is what it is. If I'm gonna look at it, like, I managed to watch the full movie, and like this Rush Christmas film, even though it wasn't great, I managed to finish it, and that's why I'd give it a 2 out of 5, and I'd say it was a good movie. Well done to Robin, did a good job. Obviously, I hope he has kind of gotten better throughout the years, because that was in 2013. The story definitely needed a bit more developing, the characters needed a bit more depth, and kind of felt some scenes were a bit useless, like we didn't need that scene in there. Like the scenes with him and his buddies and stuff like that, it was a bit like, okay, we don't really need this. And also some scenes could have been a bit more developed, like how the relationship with the woman, how did that develop for them to get close emotionally and stuff like that. I think that'd have been good if it was a bit more developed. But yeah, so on top of that, of course I've been watching my Real Housewives of Atlanta and Married to Medicine, but I've got nothing to talk about there. I feel like it's a bit dry at the moment. I mean, in Married to Medicine, I feel sorry for Contessa. I don't feel like she's getting support from her husband, and I feel like she's a bit resentful about it. But did you guys hear that apparently Portia is back with Dennis from Real Housewives? Apparently. But her choice and it's her life. You do what you feel is good for you and what is best for you. So if that's what she felt was best for her, then that's what she did. I'm just very surprised. I didn't think she would forgive him. But then it could be fake news. All right. That is it for this week. I hope you guys managed to register to vote if you're in the UK. We've got elections coming up on the 12th. Make sure you vote. Whichever party you want to vote for, even if it is Conservative. If that's what you want, you're an idiot. But go through in it. Do whatever you want. And that is that. Thank you, guys. Bye. I totally forgot that we need to do Reddit is a mad place. So I found one. And it in the relationships subreddit. So it goes, me and my boyfriend work at the same place, and next year there's a work holiday planned. I don't want to go on this trip for many reasons, but my boyfriend has said he may want to go. He's also worked there for about a year longer than I have, so he's closer to most people there than I am. My issue is that it'll be in a big house with a pool and a jacuzzi. So as we work mostly with women, there'll be a lot of women in bikinis there. I'm the first to admit that I have self-esteem issues. I don't like my body really at all. So I know that my issue with my boyfriend going on the holiday stems from myself and my own problems. However, he did once ask me before we're officially going out if I'd ever fantasized about anyone at work, to which I replied no. And he asked if he did. He then said, not anymore. I also would like to stress that I'm in no way telling him he can't go, but I would like some advice on how to feel comfortable with him going and how to accept jealousy thoughts, even if you know they're irrational and unhealthy. I feel like jealousy isn't spoken about, and anyone who experiences it is deemed toxic, which I don't think is particularly helpful in getting over the issues because it makes you feel ashamed. What does anyone else think about this situation? Does anyone have any advice? Well, to tell you the truth, it's not ideal, is it? It's not a situation that you'd like to find yourself in. But if you do, there's really nothing you can do. That's the thing. There's nothing you can do to stop someone from doing something that they want to do. Your boyfriend can cheat here. He can cheat on holiday. He can cheat anywhere he wants. The way that I see things, yeah. Which is one of the main reasons why I don't really get jealous anymore. Or think, oh, what's happening? Ooh, what is he doing? You go wherever you want to go. You do whatever you want to do. Then you deal with the consequences. It's not my problem. Your boyfriend goes on holiday. He does something with one of the girls at work. There's nothing you can do. You can't stop it. It's happened. You move on. You either forgive him or you move on. It's happened. Such is life. You know what? I'd keep myself busy. Oh, go. Why doesn't she want to go? She said she doesn't want to go. So go. You feel jealous? You feel like you're going to be a bit insecure by your boyfriend being around all these women? Then go. Even if you don't want to go, go. It'll give you peace of mind knowing that you're there. And you having issues with your body, I totally get that. So even if I say go and you be in your own bikini as well, it's not going to help anything, is it? Because you have your own issues, which you need to deal with. But chances are your body is actually just fine. And the fact that your boyfriend is with you means that he's absolutely fine with your body. So you should not feel self-conscious about it or have low self-esteem about it. And I know that's easier said than done. And it's very easy for me to just be here and be like, oh, you need to just accept your body. You know, I'm sure you're fine. As someone who grew up with no ass, and I'm from Zimbabwe, and Zimbabweans are known to have big asses, and I don't. So I totally get that. But for me, it took me a long time to just accept it. Like, even if you were to offer me butt shots right now, I won't do it. I'm quite happy with my little pancake, my teardrop. It's one of those things. Jealousy takes up way too much time. It takes up too much energy. It just takes up so much of your head space. It's just allowing people to live rent-free in your head. And for me, I just don't have time for that. I think once I accepted that I can't
control what people do and I don't have any power over what people do, people are allowed to do whatever they want to do, you know what? You sleep better at night. Like, I know that if you want to cheat, you're going to cheat. There's nothing I can do. Nothing. You're going to cheat if you want to cheat. You're not going to cheat if you don't want to cheat. It is that simple. And once you do cheat, then, and I find out, then we have a conversation. Do you know what I mean? Is that conversation like, you go your way, I'll go my own way? Or is that conversation like, we're going to try to work this out? You cross that bridge when you get there. But in the meantime, girl, don't stress about it. Let him go, or you go along with him. Or if you don't want to go, keep yourself busy and don't even stress. If you trust him, that's all that matters. And why do they have so many pools in the jacuzzi there? This is just a recipe for disaster. People are going to be drinking, going in, oh girl, the gist. I'll just go for the stories, you know. I'd go just to spectate and just watch what's happening. That's what I'll do. All right, so that's it, everyone, for this week's episode of Chicks, Flicks, and No Chill. I'd love any comments about this week's episode. If you've watched that crappy Christmas movie, I don't remember the name, or if you've ever watched porn, is it better than the real thing? Do you lose yourself, or have you actually watched porn while having sex? That's lit, and I don't even use lit. Also, Reddit is a mad place. Hit me up on Chicks Flicks and No Chill on Instagram, or my personal Instagram is thatgirltammy_, the same on Twitter. I'd love to hear from you, and I appreciate you guys so much for being so patient with us, for always asking where's the new episode when we're slacking. Life gets in the way, y'all. It gets in the way. But I love you for listening, and I'll speak to you.